The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. It's the 18th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. We got it for you right now. It's going to be less than 5 minutes today. Yeah, we're starting to get more advertisements than the news now. Tis the season. PC users out there, we're starting off with you, particularly the ones that have those old Realtek Bluetooth radio drivers. You might have noticed, you didn't get Windows 10 1909 update. And if you're wondering why, well, it's because Windows has blocked it from you. As we actually mentioned last week on the news show, the Windows November update actually came out. And while the majority of people have got it installed already, and may I say a lot of those don't actually include bugs, if you can believe that or not, there are a few exceptions. Those old PCs running that Realtek Bluetooth radio driver. Microsoft apparently, at the last minute, applied a compatibility hold on this release for them, and you're going to have to wait a little bit longer before an actual release gets to you. Now, those of you with these improper drivers will more than likely see this kind of message. Realtek Bluetooth, your PC has a driver or service that isn't ready for this version of Windows 10. Now, it might be possible for some of you to actually upgrade those drivers, so you might want to try that first. If that succeeds, then you should be able to install the new update. If not, then yes, you're going to be waiting on Microsoft. Good news! If you were interested in the Galaxy Fold but looked at the price and went, alrighty, think I'm going to have to wait. Well, the next one should be a little cheaper, at least according to Samsung. Yes, believe it or not, they're actually working on version 2 of the Galaxy Fold, and by all indications, it's going to be cheaper than this one. We hope it will, because this one isn't exactly flying off the shelves, largely to do with the pricing. Now, the Galaxy Fold 2, yeah, it really is real. It actually already has a model number. And if you want to jot this down, it's SM-F700F. And by all accounts and purposes, people living in the US, Canada, China, India, Korea, and parts of the EU will actually be able to buy this cheaper model. There is a catch, however, though. If you're looking for the 256GB storage version, doesn't seem to apply here. But it will have two color options, black or purple. As for when Samsung will be unveiling it, well, probably at the Mobile World Congress next year. Yep, plenty of time to save up, even if it's going to be cheaper. And finally, oh, Disney Plus users. Yes, are you happily using your service? Has your account not been hacked yet? Well, consider yourself one of the lucky ones. Yes, oh me, oh my, hackers have gained access to a buttload of Disney Plus accounts. And it pretty much happened from the get-go, yep, right when the service went on sale. In fact, Disney's actually struggling to keep up with the pirates or hackers, whatever you want to call them, which are taking these hacked accounts and putting it, of course, on the dark web for sale. There's been a whole bunch of complaints against the company, a lot of them public on Twitter, with people complaining that they've actually been locked out of their accounts. But it ain't just Twitter either. Reddit and other online forums have been filled pretty much with the same thing. Now, you might be thinking, it only costs like $7 a month. Why even bother hacking the thing? Well, apparently so they can sell them for $3 a month. Yes, apparently that is the going rate right now for your hacked Disney Plus account. Now, as we said, Disney Plus, pretty popular right out the gate. They actually had 10 million signups on the first day, even with all their technical setbacks. Though we couldn't really tell you right now of those 10 million who was the hacked account and who wasn't. The folks over at Disney, yeah, they haven't responded to any comments. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website over at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to all of our podcasts are over there. You can check out our latest news going on our blog, tech reviews, and so much more. Also, find us on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of our community, so come join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.